It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. I know. I still haven't written a song.
But that's good.
Okay. Well, good.
That'll because work.
Now it's introed and it's going and we don't have to worry about copyright stuff and all.
Right.
It's all good.
It's better than the other two podcasts that kind of... Well, no, your podcast has an intro.
Yeah. Mine I have an original song. Remember the guy with the ukulele made me a song? Remember that?
Oh, yes. That's the song I'm... Yeah.
Come with me, remasculine.
I want him to make us a song.
Well, maybe he'll hear this and make us a song. Maybe somebody else out there will hear to make a song. I want to get another song for Remasculate. I thought about getting Glenn, our friend from Grace's Period. If anybody likes punk music, Google Grace's Period. But Glenn, I mentioned to him that I'd love to have him do a punk version of Blue Hawaii. The Elvis, you know, Blue Hawaii, but do it all punk. And if I can get him to do that, maybe I can use that as an intro. But then again, that might be copyrighted music. I don't know what the rules are. I just thought if a friend's band does it, can't you use it?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
You're the one that should know that stuff, Mr. Radio Man.
Yeah, well, I don't, so.
Yeah, well, I don't.
So what's new in your world?
Oh, just working and watching TV and working and watching TV and trying not to buy a lot of cosmetics. I'm addicted to buying cosmetics, babe.
You are?
I watch these YouTube videos that all they do is like different techniques about makeup, what the best makeup is. And I tend to go for the cheaper makeup. But now like it seems like there's more cheaper makeup and I'm just like, bah!
Do you look cheap in cheap makeup?
No. Some cheap makeup, it's obvious that it's cheap. Like, it doesn't stay on or the pigment's not bright enough. You don't care.
No, I do.
Okay. But then there's other that are pretty close dupes for, like, the MAC and the expensive stuff.
And that's what you're trying to find those
types. But I don't need any more eyeliner. Like, I almost bought 6 new eyeliners today.
In different colors?
6 different colors. Well, and I'm like, why? Why would I do that?
Go for it.
I don't...
As Dolly says, it's expensive to look this cheap.
I don't go out that much. I'm not going to be wearing green eyeliner to work.
Why not?
I work in HR.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't have your own style. I think you're so afraid of corporate and HR that you're...
It's because I work in HR.
Yeah, but you don't have to. You know that...
They judge. People judge. Like, I have earrings on today that say love.
Uh-huh.
I wore a necklace last week that says love. And one of the VPs was like, you're really into that love thing. Maybe you were born in the wrong era. And I was like,
well, what does that mean? That doesn't mean they're judging you. That just means they noticed what you had on.
They think I'm a hippie. She was like, peace, man. And I was like, what?
Well, that just means they're noticing it. Wasn't like, I don't think you should be wearing that kind of hippie
jewelry at work. I know. I just want to be taken seriously. I don't want her to think I'm a hippie freak, you know? It's getting stoned on the weekends.
Well, now talking about being judged, we were just speaking earlier about the who is the contestant that just had the tattoo?
Yeah, Miss America.
Had exposed tattoos during her...
Which is, I guess, the first one.
And you said she's trying to break the stereotype.
Yeah, it's Miss Kansas, of all people. You would think it would be like Miss New York. Miss
Jersey.
Arizona.
Jersey! Yeah. Miss Jersey and her tattoo!
Miss Kansas, Teresa Vale, says she wanted to break the stereotype that women with visible tattoos don't compete in pageants. I didn't know that was a stereotype.
I didn't either. How would it be a stereotype?
Well, I guess if you think about it, you don't think of Miss America having tattoos.
No, you think of Miss America being wholesome America.
Right.
And I guess the tattoos... But everybody... thinks of tattoos in their own little way now, except I did just read an article.
Ooh.
I think I may have sent it to you, too, about tattoos could be still keeping people from getting good jobs.
Oh, yeah. The crazy tattoos, like tattoos on your neck, tattoos that cannot be easily covered, tattoos on your face, tattoos on your hands. You know, if you're having your DirecTV installed in your house and a guy walks in with a tattoo on his face or his neck,
right?
Aren't you going to be a little like... Whoa.
Isn't that stereotyping?
It is, but where do stereotypes come from? Reality.
Right. So you might be thinking, oh, he's here to put in the cable and case the joint at the same time.
Right. And think of an older individual, like an 80-year-old man or woman that has DirecTV installed for their grandkids.
Yeah.
I imagine if that person walked in on their house.
I overheard a conversation the other day at a coffee shop.
Eavesdrop.
Because I do a lot. And somebody actually said, maybe one day all those racist, homophobic pigs will just die out and it'll be us. So that's kind of, I think what the thinking of the a lot of the younger generation is, once those people die off, everything's going to be great.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
It is, because look how the country is progressing as those people die off.
But you wouldn't have anybody judging you if you came in with a face tattoo to put in your cable.
That's true. Maybe.
And that would be a better America, right?
I don't know. Really? You're asking me?
I don't know. I'm so confused in this day and age about what to be... What to be...
I say live for yourself and don't affect other people's lives in a bad way.
Yeah, but everybody that wants to be accepted and not judged pushes themselves on you. Instead of, you know, them right. going and just living their life and doing their thing.
Right.
Don't you feel like they're the ones in your face? Like, you need to be accepting me. Well, just go do your thing and leave me the fuck alone and I won't give a shit what you do, you know?
Right. That's true.
It's kind of like Vince Gill the other day. Vince Gill, you know, had that, the country singer had a confrontation with the guys from the church. What's that?
That crazy church?
Yeah. The Phelps or whatever it was.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Tell me more.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, apparently Vince Gill, they were protesting one of his concerts.
Why?
Because he got divorced and remarried. He left his wife.
Really?
Yeah.
They must have... gotten bored.
Yeah.
Because that happened how long ago?
About 12 years ago, something like that.
I was going to say a decade.
So, I can't remember the name of the church, but it's one of the, it's a very famous church. But
everyone knows what you're talking about when you talk about that church.
He went out and confronted them. Actually called them dipshits and stuff like that.
He cursed?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be pretty religious.
I know. Apparently he was annoyed.
He married Amy Grant. She was like
a religious singer. He left his wife for Amy Grant.
I know. It was a big deal.
But it was 12 years ago. Can we let it go now?
We're not supposed to judge anyone. It's in the Bible.
But you were judging people that came in with tattoos on their face to put in your cable.
No, I am saying that.
Do you see the? Do you see the quandary there? How are you supposed to?
I don't want to judge people, but I work in HR, and people are lying pieces of poop.
Poop.
Yeah, they will lie to you all day long to try and get a job.
And it's your job. To figure
cut
out
through
if they're
the BS,
lying or not.
And then if something comes up in the background, tell them you lied.
What's
to
been
me.
The biggest
We're
lie?
Done.
What's been the biggest lie you have busted at HR?
In my current, not my current job, in my previous job, we would fly applicants in for potential positions from time to time, and I would be the person that would pick them up from the airport, bring them back to the office, and then take them back to the airport. Well, of course, on every pre-screen, before these people come,
they're lying all the
I'm
way.
Asking, you know, about background checks and all of that. And he's like, oh, it's clean, it's clean. Well, this guy, okay, so we flew him in, he interviewed, he flew home. And then the same night, he emailed me and said, I'm sorry. No, he texted me. That's right. Because I had to text these people. I didn't have a work cell phone. I had to text them, you know, so when you land, let me know and blah, blah, blah. And he texted me and was like, thank you so much for your hospitality, but there is something that's going to come up on my background. And he was like a convicted felon recently, was waiting to go back to trial to find out his sentencing or something. And I was like, you were alone in my car with me. And from that point forward, I was like, I'm not picking anyone up from the airport unless we do a background check first.
And then your company was like, okay.
Okay. Like, they were scared, too. They're like, oh, my God, we put Janet in that situation. It was crazy. Yeah, people lie constantly. Oh, I have nothing on my background. And then, oh, you have three things on your background? Really? Ugh. It's my faith in humanity has been dented a little bit
so you
because of HR.
And because you work in HR, you are judging every day.
But I'm judging based on the company's policy.
Well, I always think that people come, you know, you always hear that, judge not. The Bible says, judge not. And it actually says, judge not, lest ye be judged.
Right.
So it doesn't tell you not to judge. It just says, be prepared to be judged yourself.
Right.
And I think a lot of people that do judging are like, okay, bring it on.
Right.
Don't you kind of see that?
Right. And like as a clean person that doesn't have anything... I still don't want to judge someone. And yeah, they could turn around and judge me and I'm boring.
Yeah.
But
the whole thing, as that you and I were talking the other day, I mentioned to you, I heard on the radio the Tim Conway show. They were talking about prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody said that his show, he was being prejudiced on the show. And he was like, well, everybody's prejudiced. Everybody in the world. It doesn't matter. We need to stop trying to, you know, make this out as a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's just you're prejudging. That's what it's about. And don't you prejudge constantly? How do you think animals in the wild stay alive? That
right.
They judge whether they should walk past that tree or get eaten. Or he brought up the thing about if you're going down the street and you decide to use an ATM and there's two across the street from each other and one has an 80-year-old grandmother mm-hmm. and the other one has two gang members in front of it, which ATM do you think would probably be the safest to use? You're prejudging. There is some prejudice there, and right. It keeps you alive.
It does. It does.
So how is it a bad thing?
Right. It does have bad connotations, but it's really not. Mm-hmm. And why do we not want people with background issues going into people's homes installing their cable?
Yeah. Wouldn't you want to know whether
right.
they have?
Right.
Well, I can't get a job because I've been to prison. Well, maybe you shouldn't have.
I read an email from an applicant that said something very similar to that, because it was something about an assassination attempt on the President Bush. I don't know. It was very complicated. And
he was involved with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and he went to jail for it, and he was wondering why we wouldn't hire him. I was like, wow.
Freaky-ass wow. people in
people
the world.
People are freaky. You know what else is freaky? The brain. We've turned into Seattle here.
Denver. You're talking of Denver. Wait, topic change, topic change, topic change. Yes,
do we have to announce that now?
We sort of kind of. Because we're down here in the studio basement, and you can see the windows, and it's become quite rainy again today here in Denver.
And this has been like all day.
You don't like it? You don't
no,
like the wintry feel?
No, it makes me tired. And it makes me very unmotivated. I'm a very solar-powered person. You like this?
I thought you were Malibu-powered.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. You like this weather?
A little bit. It's got a
I want to crawl in bed and go to sleep.
I know. It's got a chill to it. And tonight we can crawl in bed and watch
Sons
of Anarchy! Yay! Sons of Anarchy!
It's the season premiere.
It was last night, but we're still going to see it.
We're going to see it. Yeah, is it on our DVR? Have you checked?
No.
Goodness, I hope so.
You double-checked it, didn't you?
I did, but you never know. I'm sure it's online if we miss it.
Now, you know I got hooked on Longmire. This new TV show,
yes. Long. Tell us about this show.
Long, because you don't really give a shit about the show. So you
Damn.
didn't really want to watch it with me. You were like, go ahead. I've got Pretty Little Liars, which you're now 60 hours, 60 on Netflix. Ladies and gentlemen, she has now watched 60 episodes of Pretty Little Liars, which that's almost 60 hours of your life dedicated to, oh my God. You look so pretty today. You too.
It is not like that.
Who got killed?
Stop.
So, anyway, we're talking about Longmire, and I think Longmire is a great show. It's one of those, if you haven't seen it,
it has
check
a little bit
it
more depth.
It's cowboys and Indians. It's like a modern day Western, and it's so well written and so well shot that I watched two seasons in the past 2 weeks. I mean, I have now watched every episode, and it was shocking because I've never done this ever, where you're watching something on Netflix, and it just goes, man, you're done. You've watched every episode.
I know. And I'm like waiting for Pretty Little Liars to get to that point, and it's not happening.
But it's over. Your body almost has this withdrawal. It's like,
I'm worried.
I just like these people. I've just learned these characters' lives. I need more.
Well, that's how we are with Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm. And I wish Sons of Anarchy didn't take a year between episodes or seasons.
I know.
Don't you wish they had like... It's not like a whole year, but it seems like it, doesn't it?
It does. It does. But then it makes you anticipate it even more. Kirk Sutter's a freak, but we love him.
Is he a genius?
He's a freak, but we love him.
Yeah.
Why do you want to call him a genius?
Because I think the whole show is genius in the fact that it's completely different than anything else on TV. That he was able to talk network executives into going, yeah, let's give this a shot to mm-hmm. see if this works.
What do you think about Jax being Christian Grey?
I have no
topic
idea.
Topic change.
I have no idea. Apparently, it's causing quite the stir on the internet.
Oh my gosh. You remember when Ben Affleck just like 3 weeks ago, was announced to be the next Batman. Mm-hmm. I was pretty excited. I like Ben Affleck. I think he's a good looking guy, and I think he would look good in a Batman suit.
But he's not Batman. He's just not. He may
pull
it off.
And that's what you guys that are into those stories say. And I'm like, whatever, because I'm kind of roll with the punches type person. And people freaked out. They had petitions going to try and change it.
Well, everybody that's read that mommy porn has a certain image of what this guy's supposed to look like, right?
Yeah, I totally, like, I sat there and tried to think, who do I want to be Christian Grey? Because I read those books, and I'm very excited about the movie. And I couldn't, it was like, I want a cross between, you know, what's his name? Demi Moore's ex-husband. Ashton.
Uh-huh.
Ashton Kutcher. But I want him to be a little bit darker, like skin color wise, mm-hmm. with like more muscles. And
but you see, he was a dark haired guy.
Yeah.
Because is he dark haired in the book? I don't know what you're
talking
about.
I don't know. I don't really. I think he is darker.
You read the book. Did they describe him? Didn't they say he's a muscular man?
It's been a while. Someone was asking me if Anastasia Steele, who's the female character, if she had darker hair. And I'm like, it's been so long since I read the books. And I'm annoyed that it's taken this long for the movie to come out. But it's been so long that I don't exactly remember reading, but I remember what my head envisions.
Okay. And neither one of them fit your visual,
no,
you see?
No, he's too short, really. But with right camera angles and his body, mm-hmm. if you put Ashton Kutcher with his body, oh.
So you think they will make him dark-haired?
Or darker hair.
Darker hair. Yeah. Now, what about the book? Since I didn't read the book, and all I know about it is it's mommy bondage porn stuff, can you see it being a decent movie, or are they going to have to cut a lot out?
I think they may, if they don't, and there's been some controversy with that, too. Like, is it going to be released to theaters?
Well, of course it would be, wouldn't it? Why make
a movie? That's what I thought, but if you read the books, and it goes along with the books, it's going to be like NC-17. When was the last time NC-17 was released to a theater?
Well, they can release them to a theater, but they don't do much advertising on them,
right?
Which hurts the deal. But maybe if it has,
maybe they
this
make
kind
it
of,
subliminal. I don't know.
Well, the whole point of the
I
book
know.
Was
I know it was very erotic,
and you were like, "But I like the story."
I did.
I like the story.
I did.
What's the story? What is the actual story?
It's this man that's unlovable gets tamed by this young, out of nowhere, plain Jane.
It's like our story.
Did you just call me a plain Jane?
No.
For Pete's sake.
Gosh. I'm just trying to turn this turn this into a love story.
Aww. Oh. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Ashley from Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine has...
Your other podcast.
Yeah. She has said that she will not go see it now.
Because of the casting?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's stupid. And it's very small-minded of her. She doesn't listen to podcasts. So she will never...
I started to say, what
that.
If she hears this? And you're like, oh, she won't.
It's very easy. Yeah. You gotta,
how do you do a podcast with somebody that doesn't listen to podcasts? How do you... Is that why it just got quiet over there? Because you're like, I...
No, she has a lot to add.
No, I listen to your podcast.
Yeah, she has a lot to
y'all
add.
Y'all do a good job. Do a great job, actually.
I
very
have
funny.
Tried to like give her links to other podcasts.
Just to say, listen to this. Let's see how it's like, done. Listen to the speed.
Yeah, she's like, ain't nobody got time for that. Like, that's what she said.
That was a quote?
Mm-hmm.
How'd it go?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That sounded more southern than
I
back
know.
East.
She gets all like Mama Gump crazy. Yeah.
Your last podcast that I listened to on your two girls was about Snooki.
Oh yeah, Snooki. You did listen. Good job.
She's
oh
going
wait,
to be on.
That's the title.
I still did listen.
I don't think you did.
I still did listen.
What are my plans for this weekend?
I don't know what your plans are.
Ha! It affects you. You don't even know.
I haven't listened. Made it all the way through.
Snooki is after we talk about my plans.
Oh,
for
it
this
is
weekend.
Okay. Anyway.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. I still listen, by the way.
Okay, Snooki's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
But my question was, does it matter who's on Dancing with the Stars?
It kind of does. Like, this season, I might actually watch.
Because of Snooki or because of Bill Ingvall?
No, because Jesse Spano from Saved by the Bell is on.
From what?
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell? Saved by the Bell?
Saved by the Bell.
Uh-huh.
And who else? It's just a very intriguing, like, usually it's a bunch of, like, Elizabeth no names. Berkeley. That's her name in real life. Usually it's a bunch of people that have, you're like, oh, that's where they are.
You're like Dancing with the Who? That typically.
Yeah.
What the show ought to be
Billy
called.
Ray was on it 1 year, and I watched it that year.
So you might watch it this year.
Right, because there's quite a few people. There's Bill Nye the Science Guy. There's Jack Osborne. Snooki.
So far, nothing for me.
Yeah, you're kind of not into this.
I just can't
see. It's all like a younger, like it seems like the maybe
Bill Nye the Science Guy has been around forever.
Right. So people like me and Ashley grew up with him, and we're like, what?
I wonder if you can dance. Cool. I'll watch this.
And so, like, maybe they're trying this. They're trying to get their cast to be more focused toward the younger generation to try and get them used to Dancing with the Stars and maybe come back next year. I don't know. But I know that this is the first year that I'm like, huh, this could be interesting.
Reality TV is very, very popular. I left a meeting today about reality TV show.
Why is it so popular?
Everybody wants to watch shows about
other people's lives.
People's lives.
To escape their own life.
Yes.
And see either how bad they have it or on the other end, how good they have it. When you look at like Honey Boo Boo.
Yes. Yeah. Or, well, the producer today that I was sitting and chatting with was talking about how in the past we always loved, and even Hollywood, the movies were always beautiful, the grandeur, the castles, and the gowns, and the balls. It was beautiful. And the TV shows were like lifestyles of the rich and famous. And it was like, take me away from my life. That
like
was
Dallas. Kind
of, yeah. And Dynasty was always big and beautiful. And now everybody wants to watch those shows about...
So it makes them feel better about themselves.
Right. That's how it's changed now. All the new shows are always like Honey Boo Boo and Duck Dynasty. And it's kind of like, I'm better than that, right?
Where do you think Big Brother falls in? Because I don't feel like it makes me feel better about myself.
I think that is total escapism.
Yeah.
Just total, like, get involved in something. And you get involved with the drama of the show.
I love escapism. Mm-hmm. It's my hobby.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Have you not noticed that?
No.
You haven't?
No. Yes, what? I do.
I was like, you're the one that taught me what that word was when we first started dating.
That's what I was saying. I had to get you like, how come you don't pay more attention to the news and not just actual
TMZ? And I've gotten better.
TMZ.
I listen to the Today Show podcast every day, and I listen to the NBC Nightly News podcast. And everything's on podcast now, though, because my TV time is spent for escaping.
But podcast is, I think, what it's the next
easy.
Wave. You can listen to it in your car. Yeah. You save it. It's ready to go. Like us. People listening to us right now.
Thank you for listening.
We do appreciate it. And, one more story that I do want to bring up.
Are we out of time?
No, we're not. We're getting toward the end. But the story about... If you eat chicken wings, your kid's penis is going to be little.
Yeah, you told me about this.
Did you ever see the story?
No.
Did you Google?
Why?
I don't know. It's.
Did it ever say?
I didn't read the whole thing because, as you and I do, we send things back and forth and go, let's talk about it later.
And you never sent it to me.
I thought I did send it to you. But anyway, the study says that if you eat chicken wings while you're pregnant, that it could affect the size of your baby's penis.
All right, I'm pulling it up.
And then it turns out that the study or the article is done by PETA.
I was just going to say, it's from PETA?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
And so why wouldn't they say, don't eat stuff like that?
I don't know. They're just trying to get in people's heads. But what does a mother care the size of her baby's penis?
What?
I've not had kids, obviously.
Wouldn't you care? Wouldn't you care that you're affecting your little boy's dragon?
Do I want him to have a massive penis where he gets all the action and becomes a man whore? No.
So you would eat chicken to stop that?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know.
What does the article say there? You've got
it. Says, oh, PETA, you never fail to amuse. Yes, PETA is alleging that eating chicken wings during pregnancy can affect the size of your baby's penis. It's part of their attempt to curb participation in the National Buffalo Wing Festival.
And that's all.
In a letter from PETA to the festival's founder, Drew whatever, the organization claims that scientific evidence shows that the sons of pregnant women who consume chicken are more likely to have smaller penises because of a chemical found in the bird's flesh. So it's not just chicken wings. It's chicken in general.
Oh.
But because it was directed toward the National Buffalo Wing Festival, that's why it got turned into chicken wings.
Right.
Which, of course, leads us to wonder how the people in Buffalo, New York, home of the Buffalo Wing Festival, fare when it comes to these sizable matters.
Sizable.
According to Women's Health, they don't have too much to worry about. The chemical PETA points to is a chemical that I can't pronounce. It starts with a P and ends with an E.
Penis.
And while it's true that boys born to moms with the highest levels of this exposure were more likely to have shorter penises, poultry didn't rank very high on the laundry list of foods containing the chemical. P.S. Spices are actually on top of the list.
Uh-huh.
So avoid spices when you're pregnant.
Because that'll affect your mm-hmm. little boy's pee-pee or mm-hmm. just birth in general?
The pee-pee size.
Oh. Oh. Well, let's go back and think about this for a second. Let's go back to stereotypes.
Why?
Because less black people eat chicken, are uh-huh. supposed to eat chicken.
And they have big pee-pees. That's what they're according to stereotypes.
Isn't that according
and
to stereotypes?
Stereotypes come from reality.
So apparently, eating chicken does not affect that. Are we stereotyping? I'm just saying this is what we've heard in the past.
Did you know you were going to take it in that direction?
No. I was just.
I feel like you did.
I was just sitting here. No, actually, what I was thinking about taking the. Maybe it's the combination of. Maybe they were onto something earlier by eating chicken and watermelon. Maybe the combination of the two makes the penis bigger. Maybe that's what we need to be looking into. Maybe stereotypes are actually a good thing if investigated properly.
Right.
Who are you texting? You're away from the show right now.
I am trying to promote the Travis Tritt concert next week. People are asking me directly.
Well, they can wait. We're in the middle of the show.
Sorry. You were talking. Carry on.
No, I was waiting for interaction.
I got in trouble.
God. Fine. We can just wrap it up and leave
now. I don't
want to
wrap it up. I'm so sorry. In other nudes, have you heard of the taco cleanse?
The what?
The taco cleanse.
Is that a douche?
Have you heard of cleanses?
Yes.
Like the juice cleanse and all of that?
Yes.
So, I guess there's a taco cleanse now.
Eating taco meat?
After years of participating in misguided cleanses, Lazy Smurf finally found the support group she needed to stay 100% dedicated to her strict taco diet. In the hows and whys of the taco cleanse, the blogger outlines the basics of the cheeky experiment. So I guess it's just an experiment.
Okay.
Thankfully, the plan is pretty simple. All your meat must contain tacos. The cleanse can last anywhere from mild one day to full one, which is a month. Regular margaritas are recommended as supplements to your meals, with the amount of margaritas increasing as you get closer to the end of it.
This doesn't sound like
a
cleanse.
But it sounds
funny. You had me for a second.
I'm You're like well, then, I could do this.
Yeah, because it makes sense because taco meat, and if you have those, if you eat meat diet.
But it got me out of trouble.
No, you're back in trouble now because you gave us a nonsense story that got me all excited because I thought you were going to cleanse your taco here. So how does this, is it totally a joke thing or is it based in some sort of reality?
It's talking about a blogger that posted about this taco cleanse, making fun of all the other cleanses, like the lemon juice with cayenne pepper cleanse and all of those. It was just a joke. Oh, I was trying to be funny.
I was, well, I fell for it because I for a split second, I'm like, taco, I would at least, that's a one I would try for fun because the meat, there was, which diet is that? That's Atkins, right?
Yes.
When you do the meat.
Yeah,
taco
that's not
meat,
a taco. That's just the meat.
Yeah, but that falls in, like they said, you do the taco meat and then...
I did that for a week and I could totally see doing that, but then a cupcake comes along and ruins the whole show.
You have a cupcake problem.
I really do.
You really do.
I'm trying to eat healthy the last couple weeks and I just keep thinking about a strawberry cupcake with strawberry frosting. So when I'm done with this healthy eating, which is in 3 weeks, I will we'll have a cupcake. And then strawberry cupcake with strawberry frosting.
And when you're done with this healthy eating in 3 weeks, you might be able to tell people what you've been doing.
Maybe. I don't know what the rules are.
I know you're sworn to secret.
Top secret.
You really are, and I understand that. It's a special
eating healthy
deal. But I think at one point you got to come and tell the people what you've been doing.
I don't know. I signed a thing and they could totally sue my butt if I break it.
I know.
And they asked for links to everything, my Facebook, my Twitter. So, and we post this on both of those. And
so I better shut up about it anyway. Mm-hmm.
Cause yeah.
You so spoke about it. So I won't say a word about it.
It's not. Yeah.
All right.
So do we have time for
We can do one
else?
More if you want to. We're just at 30 minutes so we can.
Oh, well, I don't want to bore people to death.
What is it?
The how to avoid vacation fights, because we
do that.
We had a little squabble.
A little squabble right there.
And I thought it was good segue, but so,
Let's do it. Let's stop it. Let's do it.
I got in trouble again. Do you have the story up?
No, I don't have it. You go ahead.
So, I don't know how to start this. I clicked on the link, and it says, how to avoid vacation fights.
Is it one of those where you have to click on each picture as you go? Okay.
So the first one is, are you seriously on your phone now? The whole point of traveling is to get away from it all. So don't let these little arguments drag you down. Here's how to stop squabbles before they even begin. From Facebook to Twitter to work email that automatically routes to your smartphone, it feels like you and your husband have talked more to your coworkers and followers than you have each other. Mm-hmm. Eventually, instead of Instagramming a cute couple shot, you and he end up angrily snapping at each other. Before you go, decide how much technology you want to use on the trip. It may be unrealistic to have a week that's completely unplugged, but deciding to only deal with work email or social networking before breakfast and after lunch sets expectations.
That's a good idea. Right. But then
could you stick with that, though?
I could do some of that, I think. But then
breakfast would end up being at 2 p.m.
Right. But then again, would you be like they just said, if you're going to Instagram a picture, a cute couple, then would you be like, are you on your phone? I thought we had an agreement. Then you're going to fight about that.
Right.
I was just sending a picture.
Well, you take the picture and then you save it till it's social networking time again.
Oh, all right.
That's my idea. I don't know. What do you, could do that, really?
I think so, because when I've been on these cruises, working the cruise ships, I don't have internet access.
Yeah, you're like, I don't have to check in with Janet. The next thing you want, what? Getting away from the everyday every day can change the way you
New tongue?
Yeah. I need a transplant. Getting away from the everyday can change the way you two talk to each other, leading to less conversations about schedules and to-do lists and more about fears, hopes, and goals. But these serious talks can lead to major misunderstandings. For example, you may bring up the idea of having another child as a far-off hypothetical, but if he responds negatively, you may get surprisingly defensive, turning a lighthearted chat into an issue-laden argument. It's okay to suggest that you table the topic until you get home and switch over the lighter matters.
I think when you're on vacation, every topic should be about vacation and lighthearted subjects.
Right.
Just like as you're driving, did you see that sign? Did you like? Should we stop at this store? You know, mm-hmm. Do you want to go to this gift shop? Not, have you thought about having another baby? How does that fit into driving vacation talk?
Do you have a plug-in for my iPad?
I do. Hold on
a
second.
Get on it. I'll go on to the next one.
Okay.
I don't know what I want to do. You figure it out. Dehydration, exhaustion, and hunger can push even the most even-killed adults to the edge. Add the unfamiliarity of a place and throw in a wrench in the plan, like learning a restaurant that has an hour-long wait and it's way too easy for you to start snipping at each other. When you're under stress, you lash out at the person closest to you, which I will admit that happens to me. I get cranky and Steve gets the brunt of my crankiness. And when you're on vacation, the fact that your guy's likely the only person you know for miles creates the perfect environment for these types of arguments.
Keep going.
All right. So the next one on how to avoid vacation squabbles. You're on vacation and I'm watching the kids. Sure, your toddler and husband splashing up a storm in the kiddie pool is adorable, but right now all you're aware of is how much your arms ache from carrying all the baby gear. How much time has it been I don't know, how much time you have before a temper tantrum, and how the kids will possibly sleep in a hotel room that faces the parking lot. So, kids on vacation. So just leave them home.
Yeah, I think sometimes you need to do actual separate vacations. You know,
right.
Your couple vacation will help you recharge as a couple, and then you do, is it not charging for you?
No.
Okay, so... But anyway, I
when can, you were married and had a child, did you take the kid always?
Most of the time, except like when there were work gigs, you know, I'd be working, want mm-hmm. you fly out and do this and leave the kid with. Mm. But most of the time, it was
kid involved.
Yeah, but we didn't vacation much because of my type of job. You know, right. It's not This is not, when you're a stand-up comic, you're already traveling. It's not like the company, cubicle, cubicle, cubicle. Now we get a week, where are we going, and do we take the kids?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
So. That's why I get way excited for vacations, and you're just kind of like,
beh. Yeah, where else are we going? Why can't we just sit at home? I've been going. Why can't we just sit at home?
Right. And the next thing, can't we just sleep? You see a king-size bed and think, ah. He sees it and thinks, ah, yeah, or vice versa. For whatever
what
reason.
What does that mean? Ah, yeah.
Sexy time?
Okay.
Wow. Obviously, you know who thinks what in this relationship.
No, I kind of thought that, but I wasn't sure. I just thought we should be more specific in our, oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm just reading from the article.
I know, but you
got to wink, wink. So you see a king-size bed and you think relaxation. And he sees a king-size bed and he thinks, bow chicka bow wow.
Yeah, see, that's there what I'm saying. Go. There, you got to be more
or
specific.
Vice, in or vice versa.
Yes.
For whatever reason, your sex schedules are not syncing up the way they should be, but if he's raring to go, why not consider a quick romp in the hay before crashing? Rejection can start the weekend off on a wrong note.
Aww.
Don't want to start that vacation off on a wrong note.
We're going to start it off with a brown chicken, brown cow.
All right, we haven't done anything yet. You want to take in the sights, try new experiences, and generally soak up the atmosphere of a new place. He's content chilling out at the resort, kicking back by the pool, and doing the same stuff you could do any old weekend at home. If this sounds familiar, start by figuring out what you want to do and why. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we should do on a trip, like hitting all the major museums, that we don't allow ourselves to do what we actually want to do. Which may be just relaxing by the pool. And I think you and I are really good at being on the same page when it comes to this.
I think so, too. Like, when we went to Hawaii, it was the right combination of let's just lay here by the water, or now let's go to Pearl Harbor, or drive around to the other side of the beach.
And I feel like if it were just you and I, we may have not done as much as we did do, because there was another couple that was like, let's go do this, let's go do that. And I'm like, I'm tired.
You don't like to be on other people's schedules.
No, I'm very independent, and that's why I can't have kids.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I can't have kids. Ta-da!
I'm bad. I don't like other people dictating what I do. It's very selfish. I'm a very selfish person. I'm a perfect.
You are having trouble over there today, aren't
so
you?
So tired.
All right. Well, why don't we just wrap it up then?
Okay. This list died.
Yeah? Your computer's dying, and that's why. But I think we got the story out there.
Yeah.
We got.
I'm sorry if I bored you. No. If so, you can leave a comment, and he will find a replacement.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Can't find a replacement for the wait a minute. Can I?
What? No.
Oh, okay. Just check it.
Damn.
Just want to make sure.
Bring Tracy Taylor in and her boobs.
That's a whole different show.
Listen to Remasculate. You'll know what I'm talking
about. Let's Remasculate. Google and find out. All right. How do they get a hold of you?
PinkBarb27, Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter.
And which of these do you prefer? Are you becoming a Twitter person over Facebook person?
No.
Okay.
No.
You think you abuse them both equally?
Yes.
All right, just checking.
And I take breaks from both of them equally, too.
But I notice on my phone, when you get on them, boy, you get on them. I'll get like 15, 20 tweets in a row. Brr, brr, how mayonnaise can be used as a makeup remover? How avocados can refresh your eyes? Seven ways to make your feet feel better.
Other people need to know this stuff.
Well, that's some of the stuff we ought to be talking about on here, right?
Oh, I didn't know. You're making fun of me.
No, but I'm saying you get all these story ideas, and I see them, and then...
They die.
They die. Was that what it is?
We use them on my other show. But no, I saw one today about Ted Mosby. life advice from Ted Mosby. And if you don't know who that is, it's How I Met Your Mother. And they're about to start their last season. That's why that name sounds familiar to me. They're about to start their last season. And I'm like, so sad. Like, there I go back to TV. I have no life.
Well.
If you're going out to happy hour, invite me.
We've got to go back to TV now because it's time for Sons of Anarchy. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye.